Formnext Asia Shenzhen concluded its 2026 edition on August 28 in Shenzhen, China, with organizers reporting 34,202 visitors from 113 countries and regions to the Additive Manufacturing AM event, a 65% increase over the 2025 edition. International attendance rose 157% to 1,887 visitors, and total visits reached 41,986. The exhibition ran from August 26 to 28 at the Shenzhen World Exhibition and AMP Convention Center and featured 330 exhibitors across 20,000 square meters of space, along with 13 forum sessions and more than 100 presentations. The turnout points to continued AM adoption across Asia's manufacturing sectors, which organizers linked to industries including aerospace, robotics, and consumer electronics. Malaysia and Thailand supplied the largest numbers of international visitors, followed by Russia, Singapore, the United States, Indonesia, Japan, South Korea, Brazil, and Vietnam. Exhibitors presented materials, printers, software, services, and post-processing technologies for metal, polymer, and ceramic AM, with applications spanning aerospace, the low-altitude economy, 3C electronics, robotics, new energy vehicles, footwear, and fashion. A dedicated 3D print farm and consumer products zone focused on desktop AM, an area where organizers note Shenzhen has an established manufacturing base for printer production. New programming draws international participation. Newly added fringe sessions covered robotics and embodied intelligence, data center cooling and AI infrastructure, and 3D printed footwear. The global AM channel partner and AMP dealer matching meeting connected 27 international channel buyers with 16 Chinese and Korean equipment and materials suppliers, drawing participants from Burkina Faso, France, Iran, Mexico, Nepal, the Philippines, Romania, Saudi Arabia, Senegal, Spain, and Zimbabwe. The first international 3D printed footwear design awards received more than 100 entries and handed out 30 awards across footwear design, brands, manufacturing equipment and materials, with process-specific categories for FDM, DLP LCD, and MJF SLS, plus awards for UV curable materials. The full list of award recipients is available online. For people working in footwear, Formnext Asia Shenzhen is the most relevant additive manufacturing show to attend. Shenzhen has the print farms, equipment, and materials manufacturers, while nearby Dongguan has a strong footwear industry, said Nicolene Van Enter, founder and CEO of Footwearology, who chaired the awards and spoke at the event on design, sustainability, and the EU's forthcoming digital product passport requirements. Product debuts and exhibitor feedback. Several exhibitors used the show to introduce equipment to the Asian or Asia-Pacific market. HP Additive Manufacturing Solutions debuted its MJF 1200 in Asia-Pacific. What we value most about Formnext Asia Shenzhen is that its visitors are on the front line of manufacturing. They come with a purpose or a problem to solve, making this a fitting place to debut our new MJF 1200 in Asia-Pacific and open MJF technology to more enterprises, in-house facilities, and universities, said Hua Zhao, head of Greater China Market at HP Additive Manufacturing Solutions. Hans Matrix 3D Technology launched its dual laser M420G for copper and thermal management component production. We saw a significant increase in booth traffic over 2025 and met many professional visitors with specific applications to discuss, said Jinglong Tang, general manager of Hans Matrix 3D Technology. TPM 3D Printing Technology introduced its CF250, developed based on feedback the company received on its CF200 at Formnext Frankfurt, and presented work on humanoid robotics through the forum program, according to Hanbo Wang, application engineer for overseas support at the company. Formnext Asia Shenzhen 2026 ran alongside PCIM Asia Shenzhen 2026, a co-located exhibition for power electronics, intelligent motion, renewable energy, and energy management, which recorded 25,313 visits. The event's official photo livestream logged more than 360,000 visits. Dates for the 2027 edition will be announced later, according to organizers. Expanding Fringe programming to reach new AM adopters. The strategy of using expanded Fringe programming to pull new industries into the show isn't new for the event. Ahead of its 2025 edition, Formnext Asia Shenzhen already broadened its supporting program to cover the full AM value chain, adding partner-led pavilions and technical forums alongside a stated push to develop closer ties between Greater Bay Area cities and their manufacturing specialties. That expansion focused on breadth across the AM value chain as opposed to a single named application area, making this year's dedicated tracks for robotics, data center infrastructure, and footwear a more targeted version of that underlying strategy. Both editions treat broadened programming as a deliberate lever for reaching AM adopters beyond the show's traditional exhibitor base. 3D printing industry is inviting speakers for its 2026 Additive Manufacturing Applications, AMA series, covering energy, healthcare, automotive and mobility, aerospace, space and defense, and software. Each online event focuses on real production deployments, qualification, and supply chain integration. Practitioners interested in contributing can complete the call for speakers form here. To stay up to date with the latest 3D printing news, don't forget to subscribe to the 3D Printing Industry newsletter or follow us on LinkedIn. Explore the full future of 3D printing and executive survey series from 3D Printing Industry, featuring perspectives from CEOs, engineers, and industry leaders on the industrialization of additive manufacturing. 3D Printing Industry Trends 2026, Qualification, Supply Chains, and Additive Manufacturing Industry Analysis. Featured image shows crowds gather in Hall 15 of the Shenzhen World Exhibition and AMP, Convention Center for Formnext Asia Shenzhen 2026. Photo via Shenzhen.